Welcome to the Sportscast, July 9th, 2018. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube or on iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously for people to find us. And also, this podcast is sponsored by InstaBible. It is the mobile app for your Bible needs. What a weekend. Friday and Saturday, we witnessed the quarterfinals. And on Saturday, we witnessed a penalty shootout between Croatia and Russia. Croatia made it out. They won the shootout 4-3. And they were tied 2-2. And now we're going to the semis. Now, George Montoya is here in the Sportscast. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, man?
So, George, you know, it seems like Croatia has made it to the semis, but it seems like they're getting weaker. They're probably banged up. Do you think Croatia had a poor performance against Russia, or just Russia was the home team and they just played a good game?
No, man, I think they're both pretty evenly matched. Obviously, both, you know, as underdogs, but I mean, out of the four teams, I think they have Croatia as the least one to pass, I guess.
Yes, Russia scored their first goal. I was surprised, but the goal was pretty good. The player came in and outside the box, he shot it far and scored the goal. And then after that, you know, Croatia tied it up. They had to come back quick. You know, when you're down a goal, you got to come back quick. And then they tied it. And then in extra time, Croatia, you know, they scored a header from Vida and made it 2-1. And then last minute of extra time, Russia tied it. I was like, oh, man. And then, you know, then right there, I think Russia just had it. And I think Croatia, it seems like Croatia's been getting weaker throughout the tournament. You think?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I mean, like, I think the farther you go, the harder the teams are, and the more you have to fight. But yeah, the Vida goal was pretty. I mean, it was kind of a header, but it was like such a slow header, like down low, and it was, could have easily been blocked. It could have easily been deflected by a defender, but it kind of just like went right through everyone. And like, but like everyone's reaction was a lot slower. Everyone was just kind of tired, and you know. I don't think that goal would have made it. It was early in the game. It was kind of weird. But then the Fernandez header, you know, was amazing. It was such a great goal. Like, kind of remind me of the Mina goal from Colombia against England. Very similar. So I thought Russia had the momentum going into the penalties after that, you know. But eventually Fernandez, a hero for a little while, was the one that actually shot a very bad penalty. I went wide left when he shot it and missed it. And that was really the end of it there.
You know that Fernandez lived in Russia for 5 years. He was born, like, originally from Brazil, moved to Russia. He was playing for CSK Moscow. And then I think last October or 6 months ago, Russia asked him to become a citizen so like he can play for Russia.
Yeah, I heard about that. But so he's only been playing for their national team, I guess, just recently? I mean,
yeah.
Because I know, I guess he never got called in for Brazil, right? I never remember seeing him ever play for Brazil.
Well, no. I mean, Brazil's pretty stacked. And I bet if he went to CSK Moscow to play soccer, which Russia doesn't have a good soccer league. It's let's just say MLS is better than Russia.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things where, hey, if you have an opportunity to become a citizen for your country and your own country doesn't want you, then you got to go for it. I mean, the World Cup's only every 4 years. He became a hero for that moment. And it reminds me of Diego Costa, too. He was born in Brazil. For some reason, Brazil didn't want him.
Yeah.
And then Spain took him.
Yeah, I mean, Brazil is just like a powerhouse, man. They're so deep, you know, in the system they play in. Even if you're a good player, if you don't really fit in the system or if you're positioned exactly, it's stacked like a forward or a center, I mean, a left back, right back, you know, it's hard to make the team. But Fernandez actually played really well throughout the whole tournament. I really liked him. Unfortunately, he missed that penalty in the end. But I really like them. I think he's one of the bright spots for Russia going forward.
Croatia has 65% ball possession to 35% ball possession. Croatia had 18 shots on the goal versus 13. And past success, Croatia had better than Russia. I think Croatia had a good squad. Had Modric and Radetic. It feels like they lack that goal. It feels like they lack that offense. They have a good midfield, but they lack that final touch. We'll see what happens against England. But speaking about England, England versus Sweden, it was pretty much an easy match for England. I mean, England won the match 2-0. And it was a goal by Jesse Lingard. No, sorry. Harry Maguire by header. And then Dele Alli made it 2-0 on a header. Do you think England... I mean, was Sweden pretty weak, or was England, like, had momentum from the Colombia match?
I mean, Sweden is a team that really, like, prides themselves on defense. And once they went down early on 1-0 and then, like, you know, then 2-0, like, they really don't have the offensive firepower to actually come back in those games. Maybe 1-0 they might be, but 2-0 is kind of stretch. And remember, once they were done like that, they had to open up their game in order to come back and allowed, you know, England to even attack more and had a lot. They could have easily been more. I think it would have been 3-0 or 4-0, really. I mean, they missed some easy goal attempts there. Sterling, too, you know, he had some wide open guys and he didn't even pass them. But I mean, England is more, more balanced team and they have more star power, so... I thought it was going to be a little closer, but yeah, I mean, England pulled it off, so.
Yeah. England had 58% ball possession. England had total shots on goal versus Sweden, the 6. England had 80% pass success to Sweden's 72%. You know, after watching this game, it felt like it was less physical than the Colombia match. And I was thinking maybe Colombia could have beaten Sweden.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was kind of obvious that whoever won the England and Colombia game were going to beat Sweden. So that's the thing. I think, you know, Colombia lost a huge opportunity to make it through. But yeah, I mean, that was the easier side of the bracket. I mean, so that was bad. Colombia and England had a great shot to make the final four.
Sweden, the only good player that I noticed was Lindelof. He plays for Manchester United. Berg had a good few touches. Raheem Sterling, he hasn't scored a goal for England. Do you think he's okay up top, starting?
I don't know, man. I think they're going to play him, but yeah, he hasn't been that well. He has some good opportunities and hasn't really done much with them. So, I don't know, man. I think England, it's not as good as they could be. I think they're still trying to get better. But they're still the favorite against Croatia. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And it's something that I think England has an opportunity to go to the final. Here's my prediction. Croatia is banged up. They've been to 2 straight penalty kick shootouts that hasn't been done since 1990 when Argentina did it. I think they're banged up. Do you think England has a good chance of winning this match?
I think so. I mean, I think they do. I wouldn't. Hey, it might be Croatia 3 penalties back to back to back. I mean, you know, like, you know, Croatia's still a resilient team. I think they fight hard. I think Modric, I mean, I love that guy. I don't know how much stamina this guy has, but this guy is just incredible. The way he fights for those balls and he go plays defense and he just feels like he doesn't give up and he's relentless. I think he's been the guy that put everything together for Croatia. And the goalie has been playing really great. I mean, he got kind of hurt. I think his hamstring towards the end of the game, so I don't know how fit he'll be for the match. But I remember the backup goalie who played that one game. I think they rested the star goalie. I forgot his name, but I think with the S, Stanley or something like that, he played really well. So I think they have solid goalkeepers, and I don't like to write Croatia off. I'm rooting for them to win, but But I think it'll be a lot closer match. I don't think Croatia is as weak as Sweden, so they have way more firepower. I think the Croatia's weakness is really their forwards. They're all kind of – they don't really have a star guy there. They kind of rotate around all these three different guys they have there. So he's really kind of a toss-up to see which guy shows up, you know.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've noticed is that they have a good, great goalkeeper, great defense, and great midfield. And back to the goalkeeper – you know, once he hurt his hamstring, I thought they were gonna, you know, substitute him, you know, with the backup goalkeeper. But he chose to stay in. I mean, I give him all credit for that.
Yeah, I remember that. I thought it was really risky, man, because the game was a good shot. It was a penalty, so I was like, man, I don't know if you want to actually have that guy there. Penalty. That's why I gave Russia an edge because of that. I thought he was hurt, and I was like, man, that's not good, man. You know, but it took one for the team, man. It's strong, you know. You played it. I really thought Russia was going to win it, but yeah. Let's just hope he'll. I mean, I'm sure he'll play, but yeah. I mean, let's see what happens. It'll be a fun match.
It should be a good one. At the other side of the bracket, France versus Belgium. How do you see this match? I think France is going to win it. I'm going to stick with my prediction. I think France is going to win it all. Belgium looks pretty. You know, has some firepower against Belgium. But how do you see this match, George?
I think it's going to be a very even match. I mean, I think beginning some people were saying Belgium was a favorite, but not really. France is, I think. Both teams are actually, when you think about them, they have a lot of young stars in their teams. They have good goalkeepers, solid defenses. I mean, I think France has slightly... I think they have a much better defense, even though Belgium, with company back, they've been doing better. But I think one of their main guys is out for the game. I forgot his name. I think
Mbappe.
No. He's not playing?
Mbappe's not playing. He's suspended for a yellow card.
Ooh, see, yeah. So Mbappe, and also Belgium, too. One of the guys in the back.
Let me see.
I forgot his name.
Out. But yeah, you're right. There is a player out. I'll definitely look that up. With Mbappe out,
you got a yellow. Yeah,
I got a yellow. I'll be doing the research right now. With Mbappe out, you think France is in trouble, or you think France has enough weapons to take care of that hole?
I mean, that's a huge hit. I don't know. I like France more. I think they're more composed. Belgium. I mean, Fletcher has a great firepower, man, but I just love how France is playing defense. I love their left and the right backs playing, you know, and center backs. They all played such a great tournament. I think at this point, Pogba has to step up if, you know, Mbappe's not playing. So, like, I think he's really the biggest disappointment from France is him, you know, Pogba. He hasn't really done much. He's the one that has to step up. He also the forward, what's his name? Giroud, how you pronounce it?
Giroud.
Yeah, Giroud. Yeah, him. He hasn't really been a big factor either. So I think these guys have to step up, and I think France is at least find a little firepower. I mean, Belgium is actually playing better. I was really surprised they beat Brazil. I wasn't expecting that to happen. Really.
Me either. We're on the same page. We're both sports fanatics. I thought Brazil was going to win this.
Yeah, it was kind of they executed their game plan. I think Lukaku, you know, he played really well. He exposed them, and Kevin De Bruyne, he did really good. And they're all, I mean, Brazil just, I guess, got caught off guard. I mean, they didn't expect to have that, and Marcelo kind of got pinned back. He wasn't able to attack as much because they kept exposing the flank over there. So, yeah, man, I mean, I remember we talked before the World Cup started. I was like, look, man, Belgium is a team that has – they're set to make a run. It's just that they matters. And now, look, going forward in the tournament, man, I think that Japan game tests the limits. I think they said, you know what, we got to get it together. So, I don't know, man. I want rooted for France to win it, but I won't be surprised if Belgium wins. You know, I don't think it'll be a big upset. I think Belgium is just as good as France, you know.
The only player suspended, and he is from Belgium, is Thomas Müller or Miner. He's a defensive guy.
Yeah, they use him as a defensive back or even, like, yeah, defensive midfielder sometimes. So they have to change. I think they're going to change the lineup a lot depending on who they have, because I think he plays a huge role for their team. So, yeah, I mean, defensively, I think Belgium, you know, needs some help. But I don't know, man. They always play with just three defensive players in the back. I don't know. I'm surprised they're – no, they play with, like, what? Is it five midfielders, right?
Yeah, five midfielders.
Usually, someone go back on defense.
Yeah, it's a 3-5-1 lineup with Lukaku by himself up top.
So I think they might switch that up a little bit. But
guess what? Yeah, I was wrong. I don't think Mbappe is suspended for tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't really even know. I didn't hear about that, so I'm surprised you said that.
Got the wrong information. Yeah, sorry. So only that, the guy from Belgium is Thomas Müller, which I think whoever is their substitute would be fine. But no, not really. He's a defensive guy. That could be an issue.
Yeah, no, they play him, man. They use him well. I mean, I think he's one of those guys that's really key to the team. And, I mean, one of those guys that, you know, rock solid for the back end. So, yeah, Mbappe is playing. I know you said that. I didn't really hear about that, but I haven't really kept up with the yellow cards and stuff. Oh, yeah, Mbappe has been, you know, he's been a star. You know, he's really fast, very accurate player. He kind of started off slow, but, I mean, I think it feels like France and Belgium, like I said, France did kind of struggle offensively in the group stages and just got better and better throughout the tournament. They're more composed. And then Belgium as well. I think the Japan scare was pretty remarkable. And then, like, they had that perseverance in the end to kind of pull through. They scored three goals so quick, you know. So it just shows how good Belgium is. If you fall asleep on them, they'll just eat you up, you know. So it's very close game. I mean, I think France has a slight edge, but anything can happen, right?
Anything can happen. This World Cup is Russia. Anything can happen. Would you still start Fellaini and Chadli?
I think you do, man. I think those two guys, they're the reason why they even come back. They came back against Japan. They aren't popular choices. I've heard that they weren't not really played that well with their clubs recently, but they've been, you know, good players in the past, and the coach made that move and it worked out for them. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
They're deep. I think they have a deep bench. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Fellaini is the unlikely hero for Belgium because he had a horrible season with Man United. Chadli plays on a lower level. I mean, he plays in the Premier League, but the team is not that good. I mean, it's West Brom. I think they got relegated after this past season. So it's interesting how Belgium, you know, like how deep their squad is. But anyone on the bench could start, you know. So we'll see what happens. Score wise, who do you have? France, Belgium.
Man, it's kind of hard, man. Because I could see the way I could see it high being a high scoring game, but I could also see it being a low scoring game, kind of like, you know, because I'm not really sure how they're gonna play the game in the sense of they're gonna be fast paced, where they want to control the ball and just counter, you know, like. Or they're going to just go back and forth. It could be like that, you know. But I would take a limb and say France 3-2 against Belgium. Or either way, I think it's going to be something like that. Four or five goals.
I'm saying France 2-1. I don't think it would be high scoring. I think, well, you know, there will be high offenses. I mean, both teams have good offense but also good defense. But I think that Belgium guy being suspended might be a big issue for Belgium. I think France has the edge, to be honest. And it's interesting because the Belgium guy plays for PSG, so which is in France. So it's interesting how the irony is behind that. And I have France winning 2-1. Maybe I can't say 3-1. Semifinals are not that well, except like the last World Cup 7-1, but that's a rarity. And who do you have? Croatia, England.
Yeah, I have to go against them because they beat Colombia. You know, I just don't want them to win, but they are the favorites. But I think it's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those games. You know, like a 1-0, maybe 2-1, 2-0 kind of game. I mean, it's going to be like maybe two goals. You know, but I don't know. I have a feeling that Croatia's going to win. You know, I just feel like that team has been fought so hard every game, and they, He's always pulled it through. And I think, actually, history of Croatia in the World Cup. I mean, I think they made a Final Four maybe before once. I could be wrong, but
yes, in 1998.
They haven't won it before, have they?
Yes, they went to this to semifinals against France in 1998, and they played against France, but they lost 2-1.
Yeah, so this is time to make history, because out of the four teams, obviously France has won, and England has won like way back when, and Belgium hasn't, right?
Belgium has not won the World Cup. The only teams that won it in the Final Four has been France and England. France has won it in 1998. England won it in 1966.
Yeah, so, and what's the farthest Belgium ever gone? Is this it, or?
The quarterfinals. No, they've been to semifinals against Argentina in 1986.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think Croatia is going to win, but you know, like I said, it's one. These games are going to be very close. I mean, I think I'll be shocked if it happens, but obviously, everyone kind of says, you know, whoever wins from France is going to win it all. Like everyone kind of writes out of the bracket. Everyone's like, they're not going to win the World Cup because they're just weaker, you know. And they did, but. You know,
I don't think
what do you
so.
Think about that?
Like, I don't think so. I think like the final changes everything, the whole dynamic, the atmosphere, the ambience. I think it's anyone's game on the final. I've seen some teams that were not favorite in the final win it, like France and Brazil in 98, even though France was the home team. There's a lot of variables going on here. And I even thought Argentina was going to be Germany 4 years ago. So, no, I think the final is 50-50, no matter who it is.
So who do you think is gonna? England, right?
Oh yeah. For England, Croatia. I'm going for England. England is young, they're healthy. Croatia's banged up. I really look at that really closely. Yeah. England has some momentum, like on the side. The fans are really excited. They got the weapons, and I say this one more time: they have Harry Kane. That's it, Harry Kane.
He's been very very good.
And I'm going to say this. They might just win by one goal, 1-0. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be one of those games is very, very close. So, you know, I don't know which World Cup, like, final I want to watch. France or England, or Belgium or Croatia, Belgium or England.
I think Belgium Croatia feels like a low key. I don't know. It doesn't feel like an amazing final, you know. But we should see what happens. The semifinals begin tomorrow. France versus Belgium at 2:00, July 10th, and then on Wednesday, July 11th, Croatia versus England. They only had a few days of rest. I think 3 days, which is very little time in the soccer world. But if you play in the Premier League, that's normal. George, how can people reach you?
An email, Matt, eternal41288@gmail.com, or you can just send a comment on the comments on YouTube.
And you can reach me at Sleon at SLEON on Twitter and on Instagram. And remember, this podcast is sponsored by InstaBible. It is the way to read your Bible with scenery. You can download it on instabibleapp.com. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, leave a rating and review. It could help us out tremendously. George, World Cup is coming to it's going to be very conclusive very soon. And thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.